And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray along with Wayne Cotto today. Rock God Rick is at the show, the big PCS show up in Costa Mesa. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. From Shimano, El Presidente himself, Dave Pfeiffer, is here, and we have special guest Al the Sports Barber, a longtime good buddy of all of ours and just a all-around big-time fisherman guy. So you stay tuned. This is going to be one heck of a show here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Boys, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show today.
Yeah.
As you put it, El Presidente, Dave Pfeiffer, Shimano, Al, the Sports Barber. This is going to be fun. But, boy, what a week. We have had already the PCS show going on in Orange County. Boy, was it busy Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Tremendous deals going on. It was so much fun to watch all of our friends up there, whether they're working a booth, coming by, charter people that we've all had on our trips.
Yeah.
It was just homecoming.
Great
show.
It was
so much fun.
Yeah. And today's another big day and tomorrow. And good morning, Dave. Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys in the world headquarters here. And Dave.
Yes.
This is the farewell tour of
it
Dave
is.
Pfeiffer as the El Presidente, because as of very soon, you will no longer be the El Presidente, but you still be a part of Shimano, right?
That is true. Yeah, no, it's after 38 years, it's time for
38 years.
Yeah, it's time for me to step back and let some new blood, new energy take over and take Shimano to the next great level. So, March 31st is my last day as president, but I'm going to keep working for a few years as advisor. I'll keep handling some advocacy and eventually transition that. So I'm there if they need me, but I won't be involved in the day-to-day business.
What a run.
Yeah,
38 years. Man.
Loved it.
Unbelievable.
Wouldn't change
a
thing. Would not change a thing.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
And taking over the helm, Jason Livermore.
Jason's a super guy.
Yeah.
We had a very, very long search to find Jason, and then him and I have worked for the last 2 years together transitioning, you know, my responsibilities over to him. So he is fully ready, and he is going to do it. Excellent job for Shimano for the future.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Assembling a pretty much a adding some new people and putting a team together that it's pretty amazing. We heard from a couple of them a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Tristan and Kate, fantastic guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a whole by the way, both in the Shimano booth at PCS show.
They are, yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, that's just natural. It's a new generation of people, and Jason's got to build a team that works for him and the way he wants to run the business, just like I did. And so, he's going to do great. The team's going to do great, and so I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Well, we're excited for you because now you get to do a little more fishing.
Well, you know, I tell people I missed a lot of family things, right. And I missed a lot of friend things, and I missed a lot of fishing trips. Everyone thinks I fished all the time, and I did a lot of fishing, but
sure.
I missed a lot, and I can't get those back, but I can go do a lot more of that. And so I want to spend time with my family and my friends and go fishing and still stay in touch with the team and be there for whatever perspective or advice that they need for the next few years, and then just move on to the next phase of my life.
Yeah, and Al, of course, fishing. Hopefully we'll be able to spend more time fishing with Al the Sports Barber, right?
Of course. You know, my hull turned 30 years old in January.
Wow.
That's older than most people work for us.
I've gone through 4 engines and 3 tow vehicles, but averaging 100 days a year for 30 years.
Wow.
So there's my commitment.
100 days a year.
I would have thought it was more like 200 days.
Well, you know, there was a time where I was fishing 3 days a week, and I was getting 150 days.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. But, and you are a calico bass maniac.
Calico bass is it's like 95% is calico bass fishing. And then those pelagic moved out of our zone, so I just started really targeting the calicos even more. But I do like to branch out and do a little – I'm in the Dana Angling Club and do a little marlin fishing. Yeah. Al Planovic and I got a striper last year in a tournament, and that was so much fun. So I do like to branch out a little bit, but calico bass fishing is what I love to do.
Yeah, for sure. And he's pretty good at it, huh, Dave?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
I was taught by
– Yeah. Kind of taught him the way.
Dave is definitely one of my mentors.
Yeah, me too, man. That guy's one of the best fishermen I know. Yeah, for sure. Speaking of fishing, you just got back from Panama.
I did, actually. I've had a fun time already. I was in Hawaii in January fishing Kona, and then I was in Panama last week and out near David, awesome little place called Toucan Lodge, and we were really just fishing black marlin and got a couple firsts for our group on black marlin, and it was just a beautiful trip. I love it. I could go back tomorrow and spend a month there.
Pretty cool place.
Yeah, it is.
What's Toucan Lodge like? It's a small lodge, right?
Yeah,
it
only handles like 4 people, so there was 4 of us, and you know, they fish out of a 32 CV, and sits all by itself on its own island, and it's just remote. Monkeys in the trees, great food, amazing service, real personal, and you can do whatever you want every day fishing wise. You can fish roosters and kubaras and all that, or you can fish tunas, or you can fish marlin, or a combination of all of the above. And it's just a very, very special place. And Juan, who runs it, is he's an amazing captain and angler, but he's also just a super guy. I just really, really love that place.
That's cool. And I would guess they're fishing Shimano rods. And
yeah, Ron fishes all, or Juan fishes all Shimano. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Cool. Yeah, I've known him a long time. Yeah.
Not only 4 people, that's a concierge service right there.
Sit outside, all your meals are outside, and the patio overlooking the water, and like I said, the monkeys are crawling, or the howler monkeys are in the trees, and all the birds, and it's just beautiful.
That's absolutely awesome.
Spectacular.
That's awesome. So what's the latest from Shimano? What you can share with us?
Yeah, you know, we're showing a lot of all our new stuff at the show, and one of our big introductions is Ledge Runner, which is our new trolling plug, which is just really incredible. That's part of the Ledge Runner system. Talica 40 is out on the market, and Stella 25,000, which is really, really cool product. And then freshwater things like Vanquish and some other stuff. And then to go along with Stella 25,000, Osea Plugger, Big Game. We really have a lot going on right now.
Yeah for sure. Yeah. So what's the advantage of the Tranx 400, the new
Tranx? And I didn't even mention the Tranx 400.
Yeah.
The Tranx 400, it's updated to similar features of all the new Tranx. And so, you know, just different way we support the spool, the cast control system, makes it a little bit lighter and still a little more powerful, a little more efficient. It's a beautiful redo on the Tranx 400.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is a big reel for this market, yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that Ledge Runner. Pulling some Ledge Runners out at Coronado Islands for yellows.
Yeah.
There's a video on the Shimano website about you
Yeah.
Trolling for Wahoo.
Yeah.
In South Carolina.
We worked on Ledge Runner for about a year and a half. And really, we focused in South Carolina on Wahoo fishing. But in doing so, we caught Wahoo, black fins, mahis. We had a blue marlin on one.
Wow.
Yeah, it just everything. And it was really a fun story because, like, the first samples we got, they were terrible. Absolutely terrible. They didn't pull straight. We didn't catch anything on them. Second set, a little bit better. Still a lot of problems. By the time we got to the third and final round, absolutely amazing. I mean, just amazing what you can do with it. With the main feature is the ADR, adjustable depth range. So one plug can run at three different depths. But when you change the depth, it also changes the action of the plug.
Oh.
And then the stabilizing wings, the hydro control wings, so that it runs straight every time, all the time. Does not blow out, does not wander in the
really?
Pattern. Yeah. And I run them anywhere
How
from...
How do they do that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's... I mean, honestly, it's, they just borrowed some technology from, like, you see the like, on a Porsche, the, I don't know what it's
the
called,
wings.
The wing in the back, yeah. Or the airplane, how they do those, how the wings bend up.
Right.
It's a similar concept to that. And so anywhere from 10 miles, I'm doing miles an hour, not knots, but 10 miles an hour to, like, 16 miles an hour, no problem.
Wow.
Straight as an arrow, never blow out. But I learned so much about Wahoo fishing because pulling plugs prior to the Ledge Runner, all of our Wahoo were caught on the larger plugs running deep right behind the boat. And we make a 160, which is a smaller one. And the 160 on the shallow setting, I've caught more Wahoo on that than any
really?
Other position or setting. It's a tight wobble. I run it 125 feet back. And it's amazing how many Wahoo we've caught.
The smaller one.
The smaller one. And it's such a difference in the learning because on the larger plug, they come in from the side and they eat it side, which we're all familiar with
yeah.
Wahoo. On the small plug, they choke it from behind.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And no problem with the treble hooks on those?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So why the difference between the treble hook on the 160 size versus the single hooks on the 200 size?
Well, first of all, you could run singles on the 160 if you wanted to. We just felt that the 160 is more versatile for more species.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the fish are eating that 160, the trebles seem to be more effective, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Because, again, they're eating it from behind. They're choking it down. So you're hooking them all over as opposed to the singles, which grab better from the side. You could, in theory, put large trebles on the larger one, on the 200. I personally don't think it runs as well on the 200 as the singles. But I like the trebles on the 160. I don't ever miss a fish, ever.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And the cool
but
thing...
Beside that, sorry to interrupt, our guys in the Northeast were catching giant big eyes, giant bluefin tunas, everything. They only got...
On the 160 or the 200?
On the 200s.
On the 200.
But they only got them late in the season last year, mm-hmm. and in a short period of time, they absolutely crushed the big tunas of all species. Yellowfins, big
wow.
eyes, bluefin, up in the Northeast. And then their season kind of came to an end. So they never got a chance to fully see what they could do up there. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
The cool thing about that variable depth range that we talked about a couple weeks ago with Caden Tristan was you could have a 3 or 4 rod
yeah.
spread and fish all those lures, fish the 160 or the 200 at different depths.
Yeah, and then so you can do a 4 lure spread and you can make a 180 degree turn with no tangles.
Wow.
Because
wow.
they move, and I know you can't see your hands, but they move over the top of each other, over and under each other because of that. So I like my spread is I'll have a 200 on up tight on the depth, on the deep one, that 50 feet back. And then a 200 on the medium one, 75 feet back. And then on the first long one, I go 100 feet back on the medium or the deep. And then the shallow one, 125 feet back.
Wow.
And so we're using PowerPro standard depth hunter, which changes colors every 25 feet. So you know exactly where your lures are. So my theory in doing it was I wanted to run it like a marlin spread. I wanted it to be very, very precise. If you're going to catch marlin, you don't just dump lures back there and see what happens, right?
Yeah.
There's wave positions and there's very, very specific reason why you put certain size and types of lures at certain positions in the spread. And that's the same theory that went on Ledge Runner. So,
great.
Yeah.
What
so
a great concept.
Yeah, it really is. And
it's going to kill it.
For the longer ones, for the two long ones, we're using Talica 25s with Therese 70XH because you can pick it up and fight it. Everybody on the East Coast has gotten so used to just grinding Wahoo in from the rod holder.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I mean, because they're good to eat. But,
yeah.
You know, you lost the sport of it.
Right.
So we're fishing Talica 40s on the Therese 5.7 high-speed rod
for our two close ones, which is really nice because those I use over in a I run them flat on bent butts because that helps get spread.
Okay.
So that everything can go over the top or under each other. But it's dynamite. I mean, I just absolutely believe everybody will. The more they pull them, the more they're going to find what they can catch on.
Yeah. And can you imagine when the big bluefin out here get on lures?
Yep.
They're going to kill it with
We missed it last year. Again, we got all the final stuff a little late, and we were just trying to finalize all the wahoo, and we didn't get out here to fish the bluefin. But we're going to come out and figure it out on a full ledge runner spread.
Wow.
On bluefin this year.
That'll be cool.
Yeah,
that'll
and I have time to come do that.
Now you have time. Yeah.
I figure it'll take me about a week or two, maybe.
And I know Paige told me he's going to be going out on a 3-day on the Shogun, which is super cool in May, so he'll have a chance to do that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. The Shimano booth is super cool. It's bigger this year, huh?
The footprint is a little bit bigger. It's not too much different, but the layout is quite different from last year.
One of the things that really caught my eye, and I don't know about you guys, is I haven't really had a lot of interaction with the new Talica 40.
Yep.
What an amazing reel that is. Wow. It's a big reel in a small package.
Straight up, it's the same diameter and everything as the Talica 50, but it's narrower.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on how you set it up, that reel can do just any. I mean, again, I'm using it for wahoo fishing. I think for out here for bluefin tuna fishing, it's going to be all that you need because it's got plenty of capacity. I'm using it for a blue marlin pitch reel. It's going to do a lot. Actually, what's really cool is in the Northeast, they're already on it for jigging giants.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of the next step up from the Talica 25.
Yeah, they were jigging with the Talica 25. Yeah. But this is even a better package for them.
Because of the narrow spool, right?
Because of the narrow spool and the capacity and the power and the larger drag plate.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about jigging for 500-600 pound bluefins.
Ooh. So when you're talking about jigging for a 200-pound bluefin, it's not just earn the handle, right?
Yeah, I guess. To them, yes. Yeah. Not to me, but to them, yes, absolutely.
Jigging for a 600-pound bluefin.
You know when you're bit.
Yeah.
And you know when you're bit.
Yeah. I was stuck on the bottom.
But if you do go to the show in Costa Mesa, and then you'll have a booth also in the Del Mar show too.
We do.
San Diego show, yeah.
And then, you know, the sort of other one is, like I said, the Stella 25,000, which we took for guys fishing poppers and stuff. We took the Stella 20,000. Well, it's in the new Stella SW, but we also put a deeper spool with more drag.
Wow.
So it's...
That's a big spinning reel.
It's a big spinning reel, but it gives you tremendous power for popper fishing.
Yeah.
What rod do you line that up with?
One of the Osea Plugger Big Games, which are really, really awesome. It just a little bit depends on what size plug you're using as to specifically what action. But there's been so much development in the Osea Plugger Big Game where...
Such a great rod.
Again, we modeled those off the Northeast, which is why I think they apply here. But those guys are not doing harnesses anymore in the Northeast, even on the spin rods. No, they're using a pad really low on your thighs, and then the rest is all the power of the rod.
Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool things to see in the Shimano. Did anything attract your attention there while you were there at Big Al?
It was great to see all the people. It was busy. Saw the new stuff, checked out the booth. Great booth.
Yeah.
The Shimano booth is always a fantastic standout booth.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are milling around checking things out. So
yeah,
it was a good show.
Yeah, for sure. And then one of the demonstrations that they have a bunch of cool demonstrations they have. And one of the demonstrations they have is using the Twin Power spinning reel to show the new feature on the spinning reels. I'm trying to think of the name of it.
We have a lot of new features.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That keeps
me a little more, Peter.
That keeps the line coming off the reel smoothly.
Oh, yeah, that's in the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, the display on the smaller reels.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the way the line winds on the spool so that when the line is pulling off the spool, how smooth the tip is because of the line lay on the spool.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's a new feature that they add to the small. That's on the smaller spinning.
That's on the smaller.
So that's not on bigger Stellas or.
Well, it kind of is. We don't show it quite the same way, but it is. We have similar line lay feature on the larger spinning reels.
But if you do go by the Shimano booth, and you like to use small spinning reels, go get a demonstration on that. There's a lot to see. A lot to see.
We call it Infinity Cross.
Infinity Cross. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's
an infinity drive, infinity loop. It's all part of, there's the three infinities, cross, drive, and loop that all work together.
All part of that. Yep. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. Already we're blasting through this show. One note of interest here, unfortunately, the fan phones are down right now. Kyle is working hard to put them back up, but our phone system is down at the fan, and hopefully he'll get it back up here very, very shortly. But we do have the text, right, Aunt Wayne?
Yeah, we have texts coming in.
Yeah, texts are flowing through. Yeah
we got one right
yeah,
here.
Well, no, and actually, as you can hear, great show today and just fantastic. Dave Pfeiffer and, of course, special guest Al, the sports barber. Tell them what we're giving away today.
Wow, if you are on the, if you can watch us on the video, we've got it on display right here. There's a Shimano Torium 20HG that we will be giving away. On top of that, one lucky caller or texter is going to be getting two tickets to the PCS show in San Diego.
In San Diego, which is coming up here in a couple of weeks, March 19th through the 22nd.
Yeah.
Really fantastic. So we'll keep you posted if the phones open up. But in the meantime, you want to talk to Dave, you want to talk to Al, just get on the Let's Talk Hookup app, text us, and we'll get your question on the air.
Yeah. And we'll be right back with the El Presidente, Dave Pfeiffer, and Al, the sports barber. And, again, one lucky caller or texter will be winning that Torium 20HG and two passes to the San Diego PCS show. We'll be right back. Remember, you can listen to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Come see Baker Marine at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and Del Mar to explore the full Fujinon binocular lineup and take advantage of the fantastic show specials, only from Baker Marine. Need the best? Fujinon Staviscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even through rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast and services all brands of binoculars. They also have super lightweight stabilized binoculars for hunting and other outdoor activities. Visit Baker Marine at PCS Costa Mesa and Del Mar shows and take advantage of the exclusive show specials. Or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. BakerMarine.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
The sports shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you always wanted. West Coast Marine will have Parker and Camus boats, along with Yamaha outboards, at the PCS shows in Costa Mesa and Del Mar this year, all at special boat show prices. Owner Nick Kelly will show you all the latest boats from Parker. These are models designed with the West Coast angler in mind, and the ultimate platform for our kind of fishing. West Coast Marine has a great inventory of Parker and Camus boats and Yamaha outboards at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa 2, along with the finest service on Yamaha outboards and more. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS shows in Costa Mesa and Del Mar, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and see their inventory of new and used boats and Yamaha outboards. Check westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, are we having a great time in studio, Dave Pfeiffer, Shimano, and Al, the sports barber.
Yeah. Special guest on the phone right now, Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning. but boy, I can't hardly believe it. Pfeiffer is retiring.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I just want to say, I gotta say thank you to Dave for, you know, Shimano. A big part of what Shimano is because of Dave Pfeiffer, and he has been such a help to our industry over the years. All I can say is congratulations. Have a good time, but I think you're too young to retire. Dave, and God bless you.
Thank you, Frank. That means a lot, especially coming from you. I sincerely appreciate it.
That's so cool, Frank. It's been quite a show up there, right, Frank? You were up there.
Oh, it's a great show. Wonderful show.
Yeah.
But I'm going to avoid it today.
Yeah, but of course your guys will all be there, and of course we're going to have Aliar Hajanavi from the Polaris Supreme on the show tomorrow, so that'll be great, talking about the Polaris Supreme. And one thing I want to say, thank you very much, Frank, for donating you and Aliar a 2-day trip on the Polaris Supreme for our big Rallo raffle giveaway in our Let's Talk Hookup booth too. We're giving away a Shimano Talica 20. We're giving away a two-speed, a Torium 20, a pair of Costa sunglasses, and a 2-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. So, that's pretty cool. And the tickets are $10, right?
$10.
All that money goes to taking kids fishing through Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so go by the booth, see Tommy and the guys over there, Dave and Dan and Wayne and I'll be there occasionally too.
Celebrity guest appearance.
Yeah, and go by there and see those guys and donate to that and have a chance to win some pretty phenomenal prizes.
Only tickets sold at the two shows. Yeah, you're going to have some great odds to win four outstanding prizes.
Yeah, so go by there. But Frank, thank you, and thanks for all the good stuff you do. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you for supporting Friends of Rallo. It's a great organization. Thank you. Okay, take care. Good luck, Dave.
Thank you, Frank. Best to you.
Maybe he'll go on the role players with you.
Maybe.
Hey, never know. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. All right. Nice to hear from you for
you
sure.
Bet.
Yeah, definitely. A lot going on at the show. You know, one thing I want to mention at the show, you know, Seakeeper has a super cool booth there. And they have a teeter-totter in their booth. Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
And
I tried to get on it with Al, but they told us, no, we're not going to let you guys do
didn't
that.
Didn't work. Would have sent you over the top. But they have the Seakeeper 1, which is actually what I have in my Steigercraft. And it basically, you sit on the teeter-totter, and when they turn it on, it basically stabilizes the teeter-totter, even if you're both on
crazy.
There. It's pretty amazing. And then they have the Seakeeper ride system on there. But go by and ride the teeter-totter and check it out. You'll be pretty impressed. It's a great demo.
Yeah, they make great product. Unbelievable
for sure.
What they're doing. Yeah.
What were some of the things that were standout stuff to you at the show, Dave?
I didn't really get much of a chance to get around. Not like I normally do, but I had different meetings and different things going on. But I honestly may sound like a cop out, but just the energy. I thought the energy was great. It seemed like people were super positive and cranked up. And you know, you can always kind of tell the vibe of a show every year. And I thought the vibe was really good, both for the people coming in as well as the people in the booths. So I thought that was great. Everybody seemed to be really into it and really excited about the year. And so from our perspective, you know, as a company, that is important for us to see because it gives us confidence that business is probably going to be pretty good for the year. And, you know, so that was for me. But outside of that, I didn't really get a chance to pay a lot of attention to specific products this time.
Al, what do you think of this warm water we're having here, huh?
Oh,
it's going to make fishing pretty darn good.
You keep
here,
thinking
huh?
that these few storms that we've had go through and it's going to dump down to 57, 56. It's holding.
Yeah.
It's holding.
It is.
I think we're going to see a big jump here pretty soon.
Yeah. They caught a bluefin off of Monterey, if you can believe that already. So they're around.
Yeah.
I know they catch. I know a lot of guys are out today. I know San Diego's out today on their first trip of the year. Exploring the yellowtail situation. We'll find out more about that. I know a couple of boats exploring out for yellowtail today at the Coronado Islands and locally out at the islands, so I think it's going to be a pretty good
year. It's been the best start I've ever seen for calico bass. January was fantastic.
Is that right?
Yeah. A little offshore wind. Unfortunately, no surf for the surfers, but that let us get really tight. And we've been doing some really good calico bass fishing. Not a lot of size, but a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
And that juvenile sand bass, we can't get them off our hooks. Those
really
a short salmon bass are alive and well.
Wow.
Believe me.
Yeah. That the environmentalists were telling us they were gone, right?
Oh, yeah. They were going to try to put them under protection because of their, you know, the seasonality. And we were overfishing them and all of that. Yeah, it was ugly. And then the season that we had was one of the best we've had in, you know, 10 years.
Yeah. And that's why you have to be a part of CCA, because CCA was a big part of stopping that. Yeah,
the CCA calico bass trip on the Sun Fun with Brian Woolley, we invited Fish and Game to come do a study, and they came, and we caught over 700 bass.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was the person that actually manages that species that was testifying for the department on it.
His thumb was chewed.
Yeah, good.
His thumb was chewed.
You got to realize it's not an issue.
Black tape on his thumb halfway through. It was
a beautiful
chewed.
Thing.
We had a beautiful tank of anchovies. It was a great day.
The best part right now is this warm water has stuck, and we have bait everywhere up and down
everywhere.
The coast. All the different types of bait.
Yeah.
You know? And then last year we had the red crab all the way down to Cedros, and if this warm water pops, we could get that back in. You know? It'll bring it all up again.
Yeah.
And there's so much opportunity right now.
It's looking good right now. And there's a lot of stuff going to start happening right now, for sure, because a lot of the boats are starting to run. We're going to start to see some good catches. But in the meantime, you have a great text, though, Rain.
I do. Hey, Dave, you're going to love this one. The question for Dave is this: is there a possibility of bringing back the Trinidad DC?
I don't know. We haven't talked about that yet, but we are always trying to expand DC technology. If I look back, I think we brought out Trinidad DC too soon, I think. So anyway, in short, always a possibility, but I don't think we have any immediate plan to do so.
That thing is the unicorn on the used market.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. The prices people are paying because they want a 20 DC.
Yep. No, I know.
Cool reel.
Throwing reel.
Definitely. Hey, James in La Jolla has a great one. He says, great show. So cool listening to Dave and Al. I'm all Shimano. Exciting stuff. How are people fishing the ledge runner for tuna? Is it similar way to trolling for wahoo with a 4-rod spread?
Yes. Short answer is yes. The longer answer is, you know, like anything, you just got to kind of experiment with it a little bit and figure out where you are, conditions. I think it's going to be a little bit different for yellowfin versus bluefin out here. but I think it won't take long to figure it out. I think, unlike wahoo, I would start with a spread a little further back from the boat for bluefin, maybe not for yellowfin, but, and you'll probably be fishing bluefin first. So, I would run them a bit further back, similar to like they do for spreader bars or what have you, or even yummies, how far back they are. I think you're going to need to do that.
So you'd have to go pretty far back.
I would start there and then see where it goes from there.
Outside of the whitewash?
Yeah.
Way back. Okay. Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah. The bigger ones, I would keep one fairly close. Okay. So in other words, we're only spacing them about 25 feet apart, fishing wahoos. And our guys that were fishing them for big eyes and stuff in the Northeast, they were fishing two up close, and then they were fishing spreader bars, which you could certainly do. But that's a different fishery in the Northeast. I would probably start at around, like, the closest one at 75 and then maybe go to 125 feet. Those are on the 200s. And then go to, like, 200 and 250 back on the small ones and see how that...
Shallow, medium, deep?
Yeah, you just got to experiment with that, too. I would definitely run just experiment with it and see... depends a lot on where the fish are holding, but also out here, you know from fishing the yummies, a bluefin will come up from 200 feet these
absolutely.
Yummies.
Absolutely. Every fish looks up.
Yeah. So something like that. You just got to start somewhere and then make adjustments. Yeah.
Make adjustments.
But again, the great thing is you can just do that without doing too much in the spread. Just change the adjustable depth rating and run it deeper, run it shallower, see what happens. Because keep in mind that the action of the plug changes with the depth range.
Okay. You're trolling here in Southern California, which... you spent many, many years doing.
Yeah.
What is going to be your spread? Rod, reel, line, with the ledge runner, trolling for bluefin tuna.
I'm going to fish on my long. I'm probably going to fish a full. It depends on the size of the fish.
Yeah.
First off,
so
there's a lot of big fish around.
It's all fish under 100 pounds.
If it's all fish under 100 pounds, then I'm going to fish a mix of TAC 40s and TAC 25s.
Okay.
And I'm going to fish, depending on what you like, I'm going to probably fish 80 or 100 pound. Power Pro with probably 130-pound fluoro leader on the 40s and fish 65 or 80 on the TAC 25s with the same 130-pound fluorocarbon short leader on
with how big a Power Pro?
On the Talica 25, 65 or 80.
65.
Either one.
Max Quattro?
You could do Max Quattro metered.
Metered.
Because, again, you want to know how far back your plug is so that you can keep making adjustments. And then once you get bit, you know I had it at 150 or I had it at 200 feet back or whatever, right?
Because it's colored every...
Every 100 feet on Max Quattro meter. So 80-pound Max Quattro on a TAC 25 would be fantastic. Because even if you hooked a bigger fish, 100, 150-pound fish, you're still totally fine, right?
Yeah.
So I would fish the 200 size on Talica 40s. Those are going to be my two flat lines, staggered. And TAC 25s with 80-pound, we'll say Max Quattro metered on the long ones.
Okay. And the rod?
I think on the rod, I would go with, personally, our short, our 4-3 roller, Therese Blue Waters. Now, you could absolutely fish rail rods. Right. The only thing I don't like about the rail rods on the short ones is that they're standing up so high in the holders. So I would fish a bent butt, short, stand-up, all roller.
What's the advantage of a bent butt?
Because they lay flatter coming off the stern, right, that the lines cross over each other better, and I think they run a little bit more stable. If you use a 7.5-foot rail rod, you're up high.
Yes.
You've got a really strong angle down. Right. For the longer baits, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But for the shorter baits, personally.
So two bent butts, two
straight rods. Yeah.
Okay.
In the old days, we used to use a release clips in the corners.
Yep.
To keep them down.
So that would eliminate the need of a release clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a release clip at all.
If you use bent butts.
I'm not saying you can't do it with your four rail rods or whatever.
Sure,
I'm just saying I think that's a more optimal
spread. No, it's a good spread. I like that.
Optimal spread.
Yeah. The short ones.
Really yeah.
I think we're going to have some of that this year.
Absolutely are.
It's
going
to be absolutely some good opportunity for fishing. And then
the good thing is you can cover a lot of water and all different depths of the water and, even if you're not getting bites for whatever reason, you're still covering water and finding fish.
Yeah.
And you may shut down and put a flyer out or whatever the case might be, but I think you're going to catch plenty. I think you're going to get a lot of bites on fish you don't see.
Yeah. One of the things that is so exciting about this year, El Nino year, is the return of hopefully yellowfin in the fall, and that's when we're really going to. One ledge runner is really going to come shining, right?
Yellowfins love them.
Yeah.
Yellowfins have always loved them. So do big eye.
Yeah.
I don't know that you'll ever get big eye back.
We'll
but,
see.
You
never know.
But yellowfins, absolutely. And, same thing. You're going to catch mahis on them. You're going to catch yellowtail on them.
I was just going to say, the mahi could come back too.
Yeah, it's a multi-species spread and lure.
Jump on them.
Yeah, sure. So,
you have a great text?
I got another one. The Sport Barber is very popular.
He is a popular guy.
Awesome show as ever. This is... John in Huntington Beach. I have a question for Al, the sports barber. What kind of boat do you have? Do you have secrets for the local calico hunters?
I have a 19-foot Key West, and just turned 30 years old in January.
Amazing.
My hull. I'm on my fourth engine. I'm powered with a Yamaha 115.
Wow.
And
is the same engine the whole all four engines?
No.
The Yamaha?
Yeah, all Yamaha.
All Yamaha.
Yep,
yeah.
Mr. Ostrowski set me up, thanks to Dave, years ago. I got my first one. I ran that 90 for 17 years.
Wow.
But it's a great, that Key West is just a great boat. I love it, and it's just treated me very well. And then for spots, you just got to go out and find your own spots. Get that meter working. The best thing you can do is go out and get that meter working, start looking around, and know the difference between what hard bottom and soft bottom looks like. And when you're on some hard bottom and... you're on a spot. If it's hard bottom, looking for bait, there's tons of ways to go out and find new places. And there's some apps out now that you literally can see the contour of the ocean floor. There's no secret spots anymore. There's no secret spots anymore. But best thing to do is just get out and go looking. You know?
And you're fishing tight a lot too, right?
Right.
Depending on the weather.
Sometimes we're 50, 60, 70 feet of water, too.
Okay, yeah.
A couple weekends ago, we got them really good right off the point. That sand bass I got right off the point, and we were in 70 feet of water.
Wow.
And then other times, like in January, we were in less than 10 feet.
So you're relying on your meter a lot.
Relying on the meter a lot, yep.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Hey, I have another great one here, too, for a question for Dave, which is interesting. It's Ian in Bay Park says, Shimano's are my favorite reels. Why aren't any lefty reels in the offshore production with the exception of the Torium?
There's a simple answer to that question, and it's a total business answer. And that is just that the ratio of left-handed reels to right-handed reels in sales is traditionally very small, but the tooling costs are, you know, there's almost no shared tooling. So it's all new tooling. It's a big investment. And so on a dollars and cents thing, it's hard to make it pay. So we do try to continually increase lefties. We're doing more jigging reels. We have toriums. But as far as like larger lever drags like Talicas or Tiagras and stuff, so far it just hasn't made the dollar and cents calculation work. And I know that's a hard answer to hear for lefties.
Sure.
I understand that, but it's
well, tough. I'm left-handed, but I'm weird because I'm all over.
I'm left-handed too.
Yeah, I go.
But I cannot hold a left-handed reel.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. But on a spinning reel, I like to shift the center.
I'm right-handed on conventional. I'm left on spinning. But on spinning. But anyway, so that's the straight-up answer. And yeah, again, I know that's hard for the lefties to.
But you just need to turn. You need to learn to
convert more people to left-handed reels.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Definitely. Yeah. Wayne, you have another good one, huh?
Got one from Ralph in Menifee. Good morning, guys. Always a fantastic show when Dave's on, and I hope he continues to come on even after retirement. I was at the PCS show yesterday and visited the Fisherman's Landing booth. Ricky hooked me up with a new beautiful Cal Star Graphfighter 95J, 30 to 60 pounds, and I wanted to talk to Dave and ask him, what would you put on it for Yellowtail? Does he prefer the Tranx 500 or the Trinidad 16, 20, and why?
I think a little bit depends on what you're doing with it. If you're, I don't know the specs on that rod.
It's a 30 to 60 pound.
More of a bait rod, right?
Jig rod.
Jig rod.
Yeah.
If it's a jig rod, I'd fish the Tranx 500 all day long. I got fishing the Tranx 500, and I always like to give Ricky grief because Ricky used to tell me, no way you're fishing. I'm fishing a level line reel for surface iron. Never. I remember the day Ricky told me, you will never see me do that. And I always fished it with straight Power Pro. Never. And now Ricky is a Tranx 500.
Tranx 500.
Yeah, I love my Tranx 500.
Caught a 200-pound tuna.
I know. And I caught a lot of big bluefins and everything. So I would fish the Tranx 500.
I love the Tranx 500 for throwing the surface iron.
I love
for throwing
it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
but
I will admit, for a bait rod, I prefer like a Trinidad 16.
Yeah.
Just easier control on the spool.
Absolutely.
All of that. So, yeah, jig, Tranx 500.
Yeah.
Bait, it's not that you can't use the Tranx 500 for bait. You could easily cross over, but if you're asking me one or the other for that specific technique, then I would go with Trinidad bait, Tranx 500.
Now, a lot of guys fishing lures like to fish mono when they're still on the surface iron.
Yeah.
Would you put mono on a Tranx 500?
You certainly could.
Yeah.
I'm 100% straight. Power Pro on surface.
What size Power Pro are you putting on that?
65.
65 Power Pro.
Yep.
Max Quattro or just straight Power
Either
Pro?
Either one.
What about the Super Slick version 2? Would that cast
I wouldn't
better?
Use that, no.
No.
That me. I that, like the little stiffer. Standard Power Pro and Max Quattro are a little bit stiffer than Super Slick, and I like that for surface iron casting.
Yes. So what is the purpose of Power Pro version 2 Super Slick?
That especially it's a great spinning line, and it's, in my opinion, a great bass convention, you know, bait casting reel line, just because it's a little more supple, a little softer. So for certain techniques, especially maybe lighter lure techniques, that softer, more supple line, like on the fall and different things, I think is really nice.
Yeah.
But for kind of conditions around throwing a surface iron, or yo-yo fishing or whatever, I'm Max Quattro and I'm standard Power Pro.
Okay, cool. Well, we have Marcos from Seaport standing by, but we're going to take a break. When we come back, more from Dave, more from Al. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphfighter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center at Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
Gamakatsu has amazing show deals for you. Buy any two packs of Gamakatsu hooks and get one free. That in itself is an amazing deal. But get this. Purchase $25 of Gamakatsu products at the show and get a free pocket utility case. Purchase $50 of Gamakatsu products at the show and receive a free Gamakatsu everyday carry knife worth almost $100. At participating dealers while supplies last. Only from Gamakatsu at the PCS shows.
Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we got Marcos on the line, and Marcos is sponsored by Dana Landing in Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete deli, beverage, boating supplies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check our East County Bait and Tackle in Lemon Grove. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best of both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway in Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com. And hey, Marcos, what's going on?
Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
Good. Good. Marcos, great to hear from you. It's a big day at Seaport today, right?
Yeah, the San Diego went out this morning, went out on their first Coronado Islands trip of the year, so we're hoping to hear good news from them. Beyond that, I mean, still some solid half-day fishing there, good white fishing, a little bit of calico bass, a little bit of other bottom fishing in the mix there, sheephead and sculpin, what we can catch still, some bonito earlier in the week, so about what you'd expect in March here, difference being that we haven't stopped, so it's just a continuation of last season at this point. Hopefully San Diego, like I said, goes out there and catches, so... A little slow on what's happened, but we got a lot coming up here. Besides the San Diego schedule every day, we got a 2-day in the middle of the week on the Pacific Voyager. We've got the Sea Watch coming up. We've got some 3-quarter-day trips on there. Starting next weekend, the new Seaforth goes back to those morning and afternoon half days. So our little mini vacation over there is over. So back to opening early for us. Definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got that full schedule up there for everything. Half days, full days, 3-quarter days. 2 days, got some day and a half next month, so all available online. You can make a reservation straight on the website there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, make sure your gear's all tuned up, grab a breakfast burrito next door, and then go fishing. And don't forget about daylight savings time tonight. I know most people's phones and everything updates automatically, but for those of you still using an old alarm clock, don't forget to update that. You don't want to show up late for your trip.
Yeah, we lose an hour to the
clock in your car.
Yeah, which is great. Because then when you go fishing, you'd still be light when you get home.
Exactly, yeah. Plenty of time to clean your fish.
Yeah, for sure. And I might add, too, be sure to go by the Seaforth Sport Fishing booth. All the guys are hanging out at the Seaforth Sport Fishing booth up in Costa Mesa, PCS show, right?
And I hear Ricky's wandering around up there, too. Maybe you can get an autograph from him.
Oh, yeah. No, he's up there in a Fisherman's Landing tackle booth.
Right in the door.
One person you won't see is Marcos up there, because he's got to man the Ford at Seaport, right, Marcos?
Somebody's got to get these San Diego trips out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Marcos, appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate that very much. You have a great text, huh?
Yeah, we got another one. It says, good morning, gentlemen. Love fishing my Telica 10. For the live bait setup, for tuna up to 80 pounds. Do you know when you're going to expect the new version of that reel to come out? And then what would you recommend for bigger live bait fishing?
That's a great question. So, yeah, I love the Talica 10s, too. When I was fishing love here, I fished them for everything. Yeah. I really had no concern about how big a fish I would hook on a Talica 10. I don't know the firm schedule on updating the Talica 10s at this point. But as far as if you're going to go larger, I mean, if you enjoy the Talica 10, a natural progression would be the 12, which will handle unbelievable, you know, size fish. So either a Talica 12, or it would put you into something like a Trinidad 20 if you, or a Torium 20 if you prefer a Star Dragon that larger size, maybe for smaller baits or whatever. But still, Talica 12 all day long, unbelievable reel.
Do talk about the difference between the previous version of Talica versus the Talica A series.
Yeah, there's so much difference. We went to a two drag configuration, which provides more consistent pressure on the spool. Infinity drive, which gives you, and we have that display at PCS where you can compare the new one versus the previous generation.
Power.
Yeah, the power is, it's noticeably different.
Yes.
So those factors, I mean, there's a lot of other things. We slim the frame size down. There's a lot of other refinements to it, but the big one is what we did in the, Infinity drive with the power and what we did in the drag configuration.
Yeah. So most likely we're not going to see, Talica 10A at this year's ICAST show.
I'm not really supposed to say anything about what we'll see whenever.
And
technically, that's not my job anymore.
Very political.
How's that?
That's a very
president. Was that evasive enough for you?
Very president.
I could be more evasive if you would like.
April 1, and the gloves come off, though.
You can ask someone else that question.
Robert from Canyon Country says, great show. I love my Therese rods. Can you talk about Therese rods and their applications in Southern California?
I mean, Therese is a really broad series now when we added the blue water portion to it. So you've got, you know, your 6'6" and 7-foot stuff that works for, you know, everything, for live bait fishing, for, you know, yo-yo fishing, dropper loop fishing. And then now, like I said, some of the stand-up versions, rail, we still have some rail rods in Therese. So, I mean, it's a broad question that I don't really know how to answer specifically, other than I feel like we have almost everything in Therese except more like jig sticks or long deckhand style rods. That's all in our Terramar lineup.
Okay.
So, but otherwise, yeah, Therese is pretty broad.
And it's such a great reel, rod.
Yeah, I mean, it's super light, very super powerful, a lot of recovery.
Super light is one of the keys.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, it covers pretty much everything you need except the deckhand style and the jig sticks. We don't have that at this point in Therese.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Wayne?
Yeah, I got another one, and this is kind of interesting. Dan from Pomona, hey, great show, always, and committed to Shimano. Make it most of my gear. Question for Dave. On a budget-friendly angler, can you talk about some of the similarities that both Torium, and he says Talica, but I'm thinking Trinidad, share in respect to the internal parts? Also, what do you feel would be the best style of reel for fishing the coastal yellowtail and calico bass? Thank you.
Yeah, great question. And I think, the Torium and the Trinidad share a tremendous number of internal parts. So the Torium is a painted body, a die-cast frame rather than a machine frame. So that's a lot of cost savings, but still plenty strong. And because it's die-cast, we paint it. So it's painted die-cast versus machined aluminum. Other than that, the internals are going to be almost identical.
Really?
Yeah.
Such a great reel for a phenomenal price.
Yes. Yep. And so that's really the heart of the difference is the machined aluminum, which is a little less material, a little bit lighter, and the anodized finish, which is a little bit more durable overall. But that's the main trade-off between Torium and Trinidad. So Torium is an unbelievable reel for the price. And for local fishing, I mean, coastal fishing, I think the 16 is just the size. I mean, for great big size. Yellowtail, sea bass, it's going to handle anything you're going to do. But still, you know, if you were fishing calico bass with bait and stuff, it's not like so big that it's uncomfortable for that. So I think the 16, that's pretty much all I used to fish when I was here.
The 16.
Yeah.
But even this 20, small reel. I mean, it's the difference between the 16 and the 20.
Is just the width. But
the width of the spool.
Yeah, you take a 16 and you put 65 Max Quattro on it.
Yeah. And you're going to do anything you need to do, not only coastal, but that's what I used to fish at Clemente.
Yeah.
I would throw surface iron with it when I wasn't using Tranks 500, dropper loop fishing for big sea bass, everything. So
performance between the Trinidad and the Toram in your feel. Both of them cast amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the way it's maybe in the longevity of the reel, but not really, right?
I guess longevity, I mean, on the internals is going to be about the same.
About the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But again, because there's not really much difference between the internal. I mean, the gearing and the drag system, all that is basically the same.
Yeah.
And do you put that 16 or 20 on a Terramar 800M?
I think you put on Terramar 8-foot medium or medium heavy. I used to use a lot of the medium heavy.
Yeah.
You do everything you need to do.
Yeah.
Wow. As you can hear, we're coming up on that first hour. Things go quick around here. We got Dave from Shimano and Al, the sports blogger. And when we come back, we'll be on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. And we'll say goodbye to the 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways. And one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. We will have exclusive products and promotions available only from us. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else at the show will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at Fisherman's.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from 1.5 to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?